Genesis, chapter 45, a tiny bit of the story of Joseph. It takes up about 15 chapters, I think, as I might remember from the whole of the book of Genesis. But the brothers have just come down into Egypt, not knowing who Joseph is. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried, "Send everyone away from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him. So dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. And he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither ploughing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors." And we turn to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Luke. This is after Jesus' resurrection. Then he, Jesus, said to them, the disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We join in prayer. May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Time for a sermon, a very short sermon. Joseph, well known to us because of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dream coat. The song, "Close Every Door to Me," should have been sung this morning for us by Graham, who had a fall before the service and wasn't able to come. I slipped over in the park, but has knocked himself up quite poorly, so we'll be thinking of him. Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dream coat. The rock and roll pharaoh, you know. The any dream will do philosophy. Could be summed up as, you can't keep a good boy down. A roller coaster ride of a story. A boy lording it over his brothers, left for dead, saved by circumstance, rising to prominence. Done down again by jealousy, infighting, sexual exploitation, rising again to the very right hand of Pharaoh at the very last, showing magnanimity and forgiveness. The last state better than the first. For Joseph, his brothers, his father. For Israel, saved from famine. settled in the land of Egypt. Slavery and hardship, all kinds of things to come, but for now, Joseph. In our context, at Remembrance, in a world where power runs riot, where refugees come begging for scraps from the tables of the rich, in a world which too easily looks to warfare, self-fulfillment to solve problems, visions, where corruption and sexual exploitation in the corridors of power are rife, what of Joseph in our world? The story of dreams and dreaming. It's the story of God working his promise out through the best, not least of all powerful Egypt. Through the scheming of wretched Potiphar's wife, of environmental catastrophe, of great empires and small nations bumping up against each other. The story of how God's way finds a way when the way seems blocked. Later, the people of God must find a way. But for now, the promise of God must make its way. And Joseph, never mind the Andrew Lloyd Webber image, streetwise, fashion conscious, emotionally intelligent, a bit of a hunk, Graham would have played him so well. Joseph is the carrier of the promise. Stories of palace intrigue, sexual exploitation, sibling rivalry, famine, Egyptian fabulousness, in migrating tribes, all kinds of stories lie behind this story, but the story of Joseph as we have it is a story of God's promise making its way. In our context, how easy it is, never more so than on Remembrance Sunday, to settle for a kind of patriotic nostalgia. Those were the days. We knew when, where we were when the enemies wore jackboots or swastikas. With World War I or II, we can talk of great wars. Noble England, standing up for plucky little Belgium, or going to war over principle and standing alone against tyranny. Now, things are not so clear. Iraq, the Arab Spring, Syria, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, fake news, cyber warfare, sexual exploitation, corruption in the corridors of power. Ours is a complex, multi-layered world. With nostalgia comes so often ignorance of the present, and a kind of a naive optimism. It'll all work out in the end. Any dream will do. But the Joseph story shows us that the promise of God works its way through the actual circumstances of the world. It is a roller coaster story, ups and downs, reversals, leaps forward. The story of God's promise is a roller coaster story. It cowers in the bottom of a well and crests near the clutches of Potiphar's wife. It maunders in the dungeons of Egypt and strides into the throne room of Pharaoh. It hides in the arrogant dreams of a young man lording it over his brother and reveals itself in the restless dreams of the most powerful man on earth. God's promise. It is a promise of increase. Joseph means increase. A promise of salvation, a kind prison warden, a self-interested Pharaoh. It makes its way through loss. Joseph loses everything. Israel endures famine. It makes its way through plenty. Joseph remains faithful before Pharaoh. Israel finds food and a new land. Really, it is a story of death and resurrection. Joseph left for dead, rising to the high, never losing his trust in the God of the promise. Facing each circumstance, deep wells, prisons, scheming officials, sexual exploitation, great wealth and power, trusting in the promise of God. Which is perhaps the only way we can live in today's world. Not trying to get back to a technicolor dream coat past, not ignoring the present complexities, not looking forward with naive optimism, but living each day come what may. Low, high, small, war, peace, exploitation, corruption, reconciliation, trusting in the God of the promise. Throughout Christian history, wherever they have read the story of Joseph, they have thought of Jesus. When they read of his dreams of abundance, when they saw how the hard-pressed of the earth streamed to the abundance of his storehouses, they have thought of Jesus, once dead, now alive for evermore. Joseph and his amazing technicolor dream coat is great fun, but it is wrong in this respect. Any dream will not do. Not any dream. This dream. That there shall be abundance for all. That nation shall speak peace unto nation. That through any and every circumstance, God will keep his promises. This dream alone will do. It is the dream and the promise and the reality of God's kingdom. After all, as for Joseph, as for Jesus, you can't keep a good boy down.